Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Gordon Moat here with Bill Gaither himself, with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today are gold medal winners. Gordon Moat, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Buddy Green, Angie Parham.
Bill, this was from our Nashville homecoming.
Wow.
Ooh. Remember this song? We started off with this.
Jaron Davis wrote this song.
He did.
I love it. Send it on down. Here they are. Public service announcement this week is this. This is Marine Corps birthday. 242 years ago this week, it was created by an act of Congress. Their job is to protect and defend the people. We are grateful for their exceptional service.
Yes.
As they care for us around the clock and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for what you do. And happy birthday.
Yeah. To the United States Marine
Corps. Happy birthday.
We're going to you now, Gordon.
Gordon Moat.
Oh, all that noise. Here we go.
I love this.
Jethro plays a trumpet at Mount Zion Gospel Band. Playing that thing for 15 years just as hard as he can. Now keep on playing that thing, Jethro. It fills my heart with joy. If you don't play that trumpet, Lord, who's gonna make all that noise? fills my heart with joy. Yes, it does. If you don't play that tuba, Lord, who's gonna make all that noise? Raymond is the drummer, sloppy as can be, and Palmer plays the organ like the Seventh Symphony. Papa plays the guitar, sometimes plays a bass, and you can tell he's happy from the smile upon his face. Mostly plays with me to keep on playing that thing, Liza. It fills my heart with joy. If you don't play that tambourine, Lord, who's gonna make all that noise?
Here we go.
Yeah,
let's get a little strange award this week, guys. The Cranberry Connoisseurs of Cranston meeting for their Cranapple Cook-Off at Carl and Carrie's Can Opener in Castoff, Canada, gave the word of the day their Indigestion Award. They said the words are for real without question, but still, just the same, they bring indigestion. Not polite at all, so the word of the day is paralugias.
Paralugias.
I know what you mean to say. It's a verb. Paralugize, yes.
Oh, okay. Jive.
Oh, I'm well familiar with this. Should I take a moment? Sure, I should.
Yeah.
A paralugize. That's a medical procedure that uses low energy electrical impulses to forcefully put one's heart back into rhythm.
Really?
Paramedics will paralugize a patient and take them from a foot stomping 2-beat to a 6-8 in a heartbeat.
Wow.
Yeah. Bill Gaither goes in every day at noon for a paralugization, and it renews his shuffle and depolarizes his sinuses. It often creates a tropical weather disturbance in the process.
Yes, that
you remember
a lot.
This safety motto, Gordon. You can't paralugize a schnoz that size.
You can't either. Yeah.
That should be it, but it actually means an illogical conclusion, as in many political arguments end with a paralugize.
Oh, I bet.
Way to bring it down.
I know.
Just come on down.
I know.
You know what, folks ask me, does that bother you when they make fun of your nose? And I say, yes, it does.
Here's the vocal band.
He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for.
If you're looking for contentment in the things that you can see, you're gonna have some disappointment, so won't you listen to me, please? Cause I heard about a savior, he came down to be a man, and when he left, he sent his spirit, he made me everything I am.
He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for.
Steve. Sometimes I make decisions that later I regret, but the Lord keeps on assuring me he's not finished with me yet. And I don't worry about tomorrow, and I don't worry about yesterday. I don't worry about this crazy world, cause I found a better way.
He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to
to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to
his.
A strong arm, he lifted me up. Show me what living is.
Show me what living
come
is.
Down to your level. If you'll open up the door,
open up
he wants
the door.
To make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to
his.
With a strong arm, he lifted me up. Show me what living is.
Show me what living
he'll come
is.
Down to your level. If you'll open up the door,
open up
he wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. Couldn't get up to his.
Get up to
with a strong arm, he lifted me up. Show me what living is.
Show me what living
he'll come
is.
Down to your level if you'll open up the door.
Open up
he wants
the
to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down.
Dennis, I've often wondered with you, you have so many voices. Is that a little bit like multi-personalities? on a given day, are you confused?
Well, they call me Legion, for there are many within.
Oh. Wow.
And that gets a little scary sometimes.
I almost feel like Bill Clinton going, hey, I feel your pain.
You are so good at it. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter. There is a purpose.
A time to laugh and a time to cry. A time to live and a time to die. A time to get and too much time to lose.
There's a time to keep and give away. A time to love, a time to hate. The pieces to this puzzle aren't smooth.
Sometimes it seems to go like that. Every one step forward takes you two steps back.
For every valley in your life, for every mountain that you climb, every season, every time, there is a purpose. For every giant that you face, for every battle, every race, every minute, every day, there is a purpose.
There's a time when time is all you need. A desperate try to make ends meet. A plan that never goes the way it should.
It's a battle just to understand the bigger picture, greater plan, that all things work together for our good. Sometimes it seems to go like that. Funny how it all works out when you look back.
For every valley in your life, for every mountain that you climb, every season, every time, there is a purpose. For every giant that you face, for every battle, every race, every minute, every day, there is a purpose. There is a purpose. For every valley in your life, for every mountain that you climb, every season, every time, there is a purpose. For every giant that you face, for every battle, every race, every minute, every day, there is a purpose. Every valley in your life, for every mountain that you climb, every season, every time, there is a purpose. For every giant that you face, for every battle, every race, every minute.
That was Jeff and Sherry Easter on this joy edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. What you get by achieving your goals is not nearly as important as what you become by achieving your goals.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra.
Hi, I'm B.B. Winans, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
C.C., you're so kind. The Winans family, I remember when I first heard the harmonies of those Winans brothers. And, of course, B.B. and I are very, very good friends. But when I heard that harmony, and then I felt their spirit, it's not a matter of how long you live, what you do, but it's a matter of living until you're called home. We have a 95-year-old retired missionary who is the most alive human being. Her husband passed away 20 years ago. Uh-huh. And every time we're with her, I mean, it's just energy. She's full of it. She's read a new book, you know.
That's awesome. And
back to when I was a kid, I want some of that.
You know what? Some of that, that's so good, because that's the way I felt too. You know, when you see the joy of the Lord, you know, it's never dated. It never runs out. Yeah, to me, the Bible says that it gets brighter and brighter as believers. As we get closer and closer to Jesus' return, our lives are, it gets brighter and brighter, you know? And yeah. So I think it is awesome that you never stop living abundant life until it's time to go home. And even with this, we were like, what, Lord, you call us to pastor at this time in our lives? Are you for real? You just serve the Lord. Serving the Lord with all of your heart is the best life you could ever live. And when I look back over my life from the time I was raised in the church and accepted the Lord as a kid, I'm just so grateful that I fell in love with him a long time ago. And it's just every stage is better and better to me. You know, people, you're telling your age? I'm like, yes, thank you, Jesus. I look forward to 65 and 75 and 85. As long as the Lord will allow, then it's been an honor to serve him, you know, and a real honor to be able to worship him and sing some of those great songs that you've written.
you're kind.
We'll find sweet peace. On heaven's shore.
On heaven's shore.
There'll come a glad day.
Love the notes we get from our listeners. Notes like this I hear in Perth, Australia on Vision Radio. Perth. I love the joy and encouragement you bring. You're all a bit nutty, but thanks for bringing us such a beautiful show. We love it. That's from Maggie.
We love your show in Texas. I schedule my day around your being on the satellite. I love what you do, and I thank you for bringing the joy of Jesus to my life. God bless. That's from Kimberly.
I'm Jake, and I'm 18, living in Indiana. I just stumbled across you people, and what a day brightener you are. I don't know what I'd do without you. Keep doing what you do. I love it.
Oh, nice.
This one says, my five-year-old daughter said to me after seeing the vocal band in person, Mommy, when I grow up, I want hair just like Mr. Gaither. Oh. It's so shiny and bouncy. I bet Mrs. Bill brushes it for him every night before he goes to bed.
Mrs. Bill.
Christine That's in Nebraska sweet. Wants to know, does she?
Yeah, we're going to send that kid some hair right now. Get that out in the mail.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
How sweet that is.
That is wonderful.
Christina in Nebraska.
That's right.
What a sweetheart. This has been a wonderful day. This is a great old traditional tune, probably a spiritual, simply called Give Me Jesus by Phyllis Webb.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me thank you. to die. And when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You
We started out today to remind you that we are truly blessed and that life is good. I hope you got our message and that you'll join us again for more joy and encouragement the next time.
And if you travel through cyberspace during the week, please make a quick stop at homecomingradio.com where you can hear more of us online.
And you can download our free iPhone Homecoming Radio app. Get the dates and times and places for future homecoming concerts.
And you'll love hanging out with us on our Facebook page. That's also the place where you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
Tori, we have 107 great homecoming radio stations in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Stations like WCLR, WERC, WJRD, and WTBF. Hey, you are terrific, and we say
salute!
Bill, Gloria called to say your seniors hopscotch tournament starts tonight. You better hop on home because you are favored to win, Bill.
I'm just working on how to say www. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.